You know, we didn't talk about it literally at all, but this is the 250th episode.
Yeah, I remember that from last week, and it just didn't occur to like do anything about it. I don't know.
It's okay, because the Halo's back, and that's all that matters. That's the real anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I played some last night, or yes. I totally didn't play during work hours. I'll put it that way. 100%.
Yeah. Right.
Didn't, you know, don't accuse me of saying I played during work hours. Okay. Just don't. Okay. Like, it's not cool.
No, nobody can prove that.
It felt really fun. The new maps are cool. Like, everything's a lot better than Infinite. And now we're getting Halo 3 maps. Hello? Okay.
It's so amazing. It's so good. It's so nice that it's all back. Like, this is what Halo needed.
And I wanted to ask, so what we're referring to is, it's called, like, Refueled. Apparently, Mountain Dew had some, like, Halo flavor or something back in the day. And they're, God, like, they're critical
the
dew point.
Best Mountain Dew flavor ever. Oh, my God. I remember when Halo 3 came out and that came out. Oh, I bought those, like crack. I could not get enough of those Mountain Dew flavors. It was so good. My God.
I never had one, so.
Oh, it's so good.
Am I gonna transcend? Oh, of like,
yeah, I'm gonna have to like take out a second mortgage just to like buy enough to make sure it lasts forever.
No, here's the plan. We get enough, right? But we also save a case for each of us for when Smiling Fry Season 2 comes out. So we just have like the perfect.
Yeah, he loves his card. He loves his card.
Like, I don't want to go into a tangent about it, but we probably should have a watch party. Like, the second we releases, I'll be like,
make sure if you're not already, join the Discord, because we're just gonna watch it in there with everybody and just like maybe world peace. I don't know. Remember that year Pokemon Go came out and everybody was happy and like friendly and everybody went outside, right? And like, that's what I hope for again when Smiling Friend Season 2 comes out. Because everything has been downhill since then. So,
like, Israel and Palestine just come together. Everyone's just like, okay.
It's like, dude, Smiling Friend, why are we fighting?
Oh, why are we fighting? I don't know. Smiling Friend 2 coming out.
I was like, I have no idea.
Let's watch. All right. Sounds great. Anyway, yeah, so I actually did my own, like, solo video on this, and check it out if you want. But basically, almost all the maps they picked were bangers, and they're going to be the reimaginations and remakes. So from my understanding is that a reimagination is they fundamentally change it because they couldn't like get the original to just work, purely because of like movement and like, you know, size of character, et cetera, and then the remake is basically a one-to-one with better, you know, like up, but you know, better graphics and stuff like that. I was told the differences. So Sylvanas, which is a reimagination of Guardian, don't fuck this up. Don't. Okay, I have very fond memories on Guardian. Don't
Guardian, hands down, I think is my favorite Halo map like ever. Next to
Valhalla,
what was it called? Valhalla is really good. What was the long one with the two bases from Halo 2? I never remember the name.
The two bases.
I want to say Valley, but it's not Valley.
Or the two bases from Halo 2.
Yeah, Halo map with two bases. It was in Red versus Blue.
Oh, Blood Gulch?
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, where it's like, it's just it's
Blood Gulch. Yeah, yep. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know my Halo. I would love that too. But it's all Halo 3. I don't remember Construct, though. Domicile is a reimagining of Construct.
The name I remember. I don't Construct Halo map. It's in Halo 3.
Yeah, these are all Halo 3 maps. But maybe it
was DLC. Oh, this was like the... Hold on. Is there a way... Where can I send you a picture on our chatting service? Is this one.
This one? You know this one?
I like vaguely remember it. I don't remember liking it, but
I remember this one. Yeah, yeah, okay. That makes sense. Where was the other ones? Okay. All right, Cliffside, which is a reimagination of Blackout. Don't screw us. That was like one of the best DLC maps ever to exist.
God.
Oh wait. Please. Oh wait, was Blackout in Halo 3? I know it was DLC, but was it a remake or like a
I think it was from Halo 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever. Still counts. This one's the best one. So just for example, that was Cliffside reimagining Blackout. The Pit is a remake of The Pit.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I just like why how is it a remake or anything if it's just like the other one. The other ones are right. Reimagination. So like, why is this still
right? They're clearly like remakes. Yeah,
right. That's great. Like, I'm super happy that High Ground. I vaguely remember.
High Ground sounds really familiar. Halo 3 maps.
Yeah,
right?
These are all Halo 3 maps. I think was High Ground the one where you start on the beach and like there's kind of like a castle thing.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that map's great.
This next one is the only one I actually just don't like, which is Isolation, remake of Isolation. That's the one where it's like it's just like a small mountain, you go inside. We played it's in the Rocket Race playlist.
Yeah, that's what I hate about it, is that they always included it in the Rocket Race playlist and there's nowhere to like ride the warthogs. It's just so bumpy, there's so many collisions. Yeah, it's a good like Slayer map, but a bad
I just didn't like it as a map at all, personally. Like, right, I don't know. I just like, but 7 out of 8 ain't bad, you know.
Right.
And then Banished Narrows, the reimagination of Narrows, and Narrows was like that long bridge map where, like, there's a long bridge, and then each side of the bridge there's like a warp cannon to like fly to the other side, and there's two layers to the bridge. Right. Yeah. There. I mean, I'm like, oh, and then oh wait. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so his events, Halo 3 Refueled, Critical Dew Point. I'm reaching out hoping to get a sponsorship because, you know, like, dude, I'm not saying we'll definitely be positive on your drink and the game, but.
Right. But I alone will buy enough to support a small country.
Yeah, so like some people in the YouTube comments for the Halo 3 video I did. Like some were like, oh, you know, some of them aren't like exact one-to-ones, but they're like, you know, mostly close enough based on what like they can do with the new engine and stuff like that, right. And like the Forge and whatnot. But I don't know, I'm super excited. This is for November 14th, I believe.
I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good time for it to come out too. There's nothing coming out, right?
Well, the
to be able to play it.
Dude, what about Sonic?
That's right, Sonic. It came out today or yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I was like playing with the idea. I'm like, what if I just bought it on Steam and then we could just like, I'd assume, play it together, like through what's it called?
The remote play.
Yeah, remote play. Have. Yeah, assuming it allows it. I was like, right. I don't know, but it might just be dumb fun for us. Just like, you know, just
that's what I'm kind of thinking. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen many people playing it or anything, so
I mean, when they lift the review embargo, like a few people are like, this is like the best Sonic game ever, it's the best.
Sonic ran and I loved it, so buy it.
There's this great meme where it's like last 8 games like total dog shit for Sonic, but then this new one, it's Squidward eating the crab, like, so delicious.
I know, dude. They just make like hot garbage for like 2 or 3 games, and it's like, wait, what if we just make like a 2D one like everybody likes? Genius. Yes.
Are we sure that would work?
What? Everybody liked Sonic Frontiers. Did they?
Did they?
We don't really know that. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? For a second, I was thinking, wait, no, I was thinking of Sonic. What was that really shitty one, right? That was.
Forces.
Yeah, I was thinking Forces. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody likes Sonic Forces. Did they though?
Did they? Like,
anybody remember that game other than hating it?
I think so, like Sonic Frontiers has a dedicated like fan base, more or less. Like, I don't think it would take it as like a bad Sonic game.
Frontiers gets a lot of like passion love to it too. Like all these updates and stuff it's getting, and it's getting like DLC next year and all that still. So like, I mean, good for those guys. I'm still, it still has yet, it almost had me. It was $24.99. I said $19.99, that's my price. They almost got me.
They almost got you.
I have a feeling Black Friday, I'm pulling the trigger on Sonic. Literally. You hedgehogs.
That's good. You stupid freaking.
Only number one.
Oh, there's more Halo I want to talk about, but I also want to let everyone know. So I was at Sam's Club the other day because they had cheap memberships. It was like only $15 for a year. I'm like, okay, you know, oh, nice. Sam's Club. So I got like this massive like 30 pack of Arizona iced teas, and it's like a flavor, you know, multiple flavor pack. One of them is Mucho Mango, and I want to rename it Mucho Ass because I don't like this at all.
It's like I get we're like literally the same person because I get those at Costco. It's either the green tea or the half and half. And that's it. That's all you.
Oh, wait, watermelon and the fruit punch is my favorite. I love fruit punch.
I gotta try it.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude. Down this week. Spoiler alert: Mario Stream Friday.
Yes,
Mario in person. Woo. Woo! And we get our favorite food this weekend. So
we do. That's our favorite food.
Either or. Either the chicken or the pizza.
I thought it was like something like special. I don't
or
know.
Both?
Both?
Question mark?
I mean, if we can afford it, it's go for it. Let's see here. I had something else up for Halo. Let's see here. But by the way, side note, did you beat Detective Pikachu Returns? Did you even touch it yet?
No, I have it just like for the back burner.
Makes sense.
In case, okay, like we run out of whatever.
Okay, so first of all, did you see Halo 5 or Halo 5, Halo Infinite's flood armor?
Yeah, I think you sent it to me or
it looks
tagged
so
me in it or
cool.
Something. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
See, this is what I wanted though. You know, season one of Infinite, we got the cat ears, we got the like, wasn't that, was season one that like knockoff Hayabusa armor too? It was like that season. Like, yeah, they came out so strong and then it got like worse as it went on. And then they were like, all right, think of something. And then they had like reworked the store prices because that was all like
right.
Absolutely a ripoff. Like, I don't know. So I'm so glad they're like finally like going ham with it.
And so also, I don't think it does a good job in this article. They're bringing back Firefight, but it's called Firefight King of the Hill. A new take on Halo's famous co-op mode coming in season 5. It, that part isn't out yet, but they haven't like explained what that means.
Yeah,
but it's
Firefight King of the Hill?
Yeah, Firefight King of the Hill. So what I'm thinking it's going to be is like teams, it's PvPvE. So maybe it's like you have to hold down a section versus like the flood and also the like enemy spawns. That's my best guess. I don't know what else to
go. Oh, okay.
And there's like Forge AI toolkit, so like you can make campaign levels, which is insane. You can like,
that's so cool. Yeah. Like a Fortnite kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Fortnite? I love Fortnite.
Dude, right? Dude. Halo in Fortnite?
Fortnite. See, sometimes I'll play on my Switch and get bored of Fortnite, and then I'll play it on my Mac. And when I'm done with my Mac on Fortnite, I play it on my Steam Deck. Somehow.
Right, and then I go upstairs to the kitchen and play it on my Samsung fridge.
And when I'm done with that, I play it on my toaster. I'm like, turn the knob.
Right.
Like...
And then I'm like, Alexa, play Fortnite.
Fortnite Battle Pass. Yeah, and then other big news for Halo is that they're returning the game mode Extraction from Halo 4. I don't remember that at all. Halo 4 and 5's online is like a big blur in my mind because I don't remember it about at all.
Battle for it? What was it called?
Battle for
it. I'm still thinking about
Extraction. It's called Extraction.
Oh, Extraction?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of it. Like, it was in Halo 5.
Oh, or this is Halo 4.
Halo 4. Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what
defense. I don't remember it. I don't. A neutral extraction site appears on the map where players must enter the site and plant their extraction device. All players have one within its radius to begin the process of extraction. Once an extraction device is planted, it is owned by that player and their team. And a timer will begin counting down to extraction. Enemy players try to interrupt it, convert it to their own. Whichever team successfully completes the extraction process earns a point, after which a new point appears. So it's kind of like a King of the Hill mixed with What's that one where you plant the bombs? In Call of Duty.
What is it called?
The heck is it called? Yeah, Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy, right? Yeah. Okay. Huh.
Search speaking of which, side note again. Skeletor just got added to Call of Duty. Looks so clean. Why does Call of Duty kill it with Halloween skins and then absolutely screw us on everything else?
Yeah, I got the Doom pack and I just love it. It's really funny. Like the one frame, like I don't know. It's good. It felt like a decent purchase, even though the price was insane. Anyway, I'm hoping we can all get on board and play some Halo Infinite at some point in the near future. But I know our plans tentatively, at least for the four man, is to play Halo, start with Halo 3, right? That's
for the campaign playthroughs. Yeah. But I mean, we could just do like a multiplayer night too, whenever.
Right, right. True. No, yeah, I'm just saying that, like, for the playthroughs. We should start. I mean, the four man should start in Halo, like, 3, not Reach. Was Reach 4 player? I think so.
Yeah. Reach, ODST, 3, 4, 5, and Infinite. Are all four player. 1 and 2, I think, are the only ones.
Yeah, they're only, yeah. Because, I mean, you couldn't handle it. It's just too many spawns. Right. I've got like 1 megabyte of RAM with this Xbox. There's just no, there's no way. There's no way. But it's cool to get hyped about Halo. It's like,
I'm so excited.
You know, you never really, Halo 3 was just the best time of my life. Or any of Halo 3 to us is, I guess, what, like, Fortnite was when the Battle Royale
started. To the kids now. Yeah.
It's just like,
it was such a happy time. I don't know.
He's got home. You're like, okay, I know everyone's going to be on Halo 3, so I'll just play Halo 3. Just, you know?
Yeah. Do I play Modern Warfare 2 or Halo 3? We were eating so good back then. Now I come home, I'm like, do I even turn the system on or do I just go to bed?
Yeah, that pretty hard choice, but, at least this week we're eating good. You know, you got Mario Wonder. You got Sonic. You know,
Sonic. This whole month actually is pretty good. I mean, what was the other game? Oh, Assassin's Creed came out. Lords of the Fallen. I haven't picked up or anything, but it looks really cool. That came out last week.
Yeah, Joel Haver's video on it. It's literally hit. It took him like 2 weeks of 14-hour days of getting it done.
So yeah, like, it's a long one too for him. It's like 15-minute video.
Right. I feel like I'm like, damn, dude. But it was cool. Like he pointed out, like he put in a post on YouTube that like when sponsors reach out to him, he lets them know, like, let me do whatever I want with this. Don't tell me anything to do. Just let me have all creative freedom. And like, or else I'm not gonna do it. He just like flat line. He's like, either let me do everything or which is, I mean, that, like, especially for that, that's such a good idea. Or like, because if you let the corporations, like, push you to, like, I don't know, emphasize a certain point or something, it's just going to get ruined.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's why today's episode is sponsored by Sega. That's right. You want to run fast.
Sonic goes fast. Chili dogs.
Chili dogs.
Buy a chili dog.
I had a dream. Oh, I didn't tell you about this. I had a dream that I actually got sponsored by Sega for Sonic. And like the joke is that like you're in your chair, you had like a hedgehog helmet on, like a Sonic. And I had a black like one for like a shadow. And I was like, chili dog. Like, what the hell, man? Why'd you throw it? He's like, you love chili dogs. Okay, like it's in a new game. No, it's not. Oh, well, have a chili dog.
Have a chili dog.
Have a chili dog. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, and I wrote it down in my dream journal.
Yeah.
So then when I talked to my therapist, they're like, the fuck is wrong with you?
What the hell? Yeah. I'm upping your medication.
I don't know what's worse, the depressing thoughts or these what if I had this huge secret that like almost every week I had like a dream about Sonic, but I never talk about Sonic.
Right. It's just like, right. You just never mention it. Just like, wow, that one was I almost got the last Chaos Emerald last night.
It's like, what? Oh, no.
Like, oh, nothing. But,
like,
nothing.
The camera like pans a little way accidentally. And there was like all Sonic like on the back wall. Right. Just, like,
you like stand up, you have like a Sonic onesie on. Gotta go fast.
I gotta go fast. I just jump out. Yeah, like I jump out the window. I always wanted to meet someone like that, that had like a super hidden, intense, like love of something, but it hit it so well. But then once you found out, it's just like everything's out the window.
Right. You never look at them the same again. Just like, wow, everything makes so much sense. That's why you're always eating chili dogs. Every restaurant we go to. Yeah. Do you have a chili dog?
Is that why every time I told you I was going to be late, you respond with gotta go fast? Is that like, yeah.
Gotta go fast.
Dude, I'm not breaking the speed limit. Oh, okay. Well, you know,
is that why you stand there and just like tap your one foot and cross your arms? Dude, I never put that together, but makes sense.
Why is every time we're at a bus station, you're like, just like that. Right. Oh god, and like you push him to the ground, like all these like rings fall out of his pocket, just like, what?
Oh no. Yeah. He's like, every time he like trips, he like drops golden rings everywhere or something.
But like he goes out of his way to do it, like the
play, right, the, he like makes it known, just like, oh no, my rings.
No, yeah, I don't know, I always kind of want that kind of friendship, but instead I got some losers. But I don't know. I guess everyone's eating good these days, at least in terms of video game releases. And we have this might be like a solar eclipse of video games, because we have like good Sonic game, which never happens, a new Mario game, and within the same week, you know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
I assume it's selling pretty well, but that's so ballsy from Sega, you know? It's like,
I know, like to fight again like that and right. Be like, what are you doing? Sega, stop.
Sega, stop.
Remember what happened last time? You stopped making consoles, dude, stop.
Well, you know, it's like at least with Spider-Man, they're like.
Right, they're like, okay, you children, get out of here. But then it's like, Mario's like, well,
who you calling a child?
I'm gonna sell 20 times as many copies as you.
I feel like,
you know what's crazy too? Wasn't Mario, did Sonic get announced before Mario Wonder? Or was Mario after? Like the release date for it?
That's a good question.
I'm trying to think who's screwing who. Or like who chose the battle, right? Like someone said, we're coming out this week, and the other person was like, I'll challenge you. Come on.
A battle! Like, the first four-player Sonic game ever versus the first four-player Mario game. What a... Yeah, apparently also Nintendo's not happy that people got early copies and they're modding it, so the flowers are like, fuck you. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I keep seeing it on TikTok. It's hilarious.
Now, here's the real question. Do you think they'll have the Kiss the Homies mechanic like Kirby did?
They better, like with the elephants.
Yeah,
like we touch trunks, just like, and then everybody's healed.
Exactly. That's exactly how I want it. If they don't have it like that, I'm gonna riot.
Yeah,
I will literally riot. And I'm not saying I'm excited to play Sonic, but I think we can at least have some kind of fun.
It's looking pretty good. Yeah, I mean, honestly,
what is this
button? No lols, no JKs or anything, but. Pretty cool.
No LaMau
XDs, but it's looking like a good game, honestly. And you know, fine. We're just happy for everybody,
so. yeah I mean, on one
Sonic
hand,
fans, you get a win today, and you know what, eat it up while you can.
Like the thing I feel about Sonic fan feel bad about Sonic fans is that like every game it's always some wacky thing, like Sonic Unleashed. Okay, Sonic's a werewolf. Okay, I mean, I see that coming.
Sonic and the Black Knight. Yeah. Sonic has a knife or a sword.
Sword, yeah. Sonic has a sword, okay.
Shadow the Hedgehog. Shadow has guns.
Like, every game is so wildly different. Where, right. You know, it's like, okay, I mean, that's that. Thanks, Sonic.
Right. Can't we just have Sonic like running back and forth?
Fine, here's Sonic Mania.
No,
all right, here's Sonic Mania. All right.
Oh, thanks. Awesome. So you're gonna keep up with this, right? Sonic Frontiers.
Yeah, but again, at least that was probably the most normal Sonic game. It just had metalcore music. That was like the,
True. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's probably as normal as it could be. And I'm sure they're developing the next 3D Sonic game. I wonder if they have two different teams for like 2D Sonic games and 3D. They should, that's how I think they should do it.
Oh yeah. They need to do something like that to like release these games a lot sooner, I guess.
Like, no offense, but how hard is it to make a Sonic game? Sonic fan, before you like want to stab me, realistically, is there any thought behind the lore like in these games? You know, it's like Eggman steals animals or something, and then there we go. In the 2D Sonic games, and then there's a character called Fang who's back. I mean, that's a mystery. Like, what's Fang? Why is he out there to hurt Sonic? Why? If there's no Dr. Eggman, is there any like real issue in the world? Like, what does Sonic run for?
Nukes, I think, like nuclear disasters. I don't really know, to be honest. Like, obviously, the other villains, like Shadow and Chaos, are all creations of
actually. Eggman, so Shadow, right? Is an anti-hero technically. So you know.
Oh right. But
Chaos is a villain.
Right, Chaos, yeah. But Chaos was created by Eggman, right? So, like, they're all derived from Eggman, technically?
Right, true.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who the villain is other than Eggman.
What if, like, on Eggman's Tinder profile, it's like, I do not look like an egg. Like, he has, like, in all caps, just like, let me be clear. It's like, don't look like
let
an
me
egg.
Be clear, don't want to be an egg, okay?
My mustache, I will not trim it. I won't trim my mustache. That's just not happening. Oh, really? Oh, well, Rob says in chat, nope, Chaos existed long before Eggman's time. Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
So who's the other big bad?
Wait, is Rob a Sonic stan?
do you like Sonic? Robbie, are you wearing a onesie? Are you eating a chili dog right now?
Why the onesie? Like,
dude, it's the Sonic like onesie where you put the head up and it's got the eyes through the Sonic hole.
Where's the Sonic hole again?
It's a wonderful place.
Chaos was the best, and email me a chili dog. Well, okay. Also, does Sonic play by the same rules as Flash? Because like every Flash movie or show, they emphasize how he used to eat like 10,000 calories because he burns too much from running. So, like, does Sonic have to burn calories? Is that why he just, you know, shoves down chili dogs, which is, like, one of the worst things you can have?
So. Yeah. Also, yeah, chili dogs, he'd be, like, 900 pounds. The amount of chili dogs he eats.
Remember, he's running so much that, like.
Right, he just keeps burning calories. Burning, I guess, like, that's, like, the worst thing they could come up with to give him just a ton of calories at once.
What if we, like, had a skit where it's, like, Sonic at the doctor's, he's like, I cannot tell you how bad your heartburn is. Chili dogs every
your arteries
day.
Are so clogged. I don't even know how you're walking right now. Come on, doc, you're too slow. Yeah, and so is your blood flow to your heart. It's a real problem.
It's not fast enough, my friend. You are slowly dying. Oh, I have enough ring to survive. It's not a ring issue. It's
no, it's and like as soon as he says that, it's like the drowning music. It's like the.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I just feel like Sonic has a lot of medical issues that like go unchecked. There's no doubt he has heartburn, right? You can't eat all those chili dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you definitely have heartburn. Maybe cancer, but that's just a guess. I don't know. I think he wears gloves, right? Like maybe he has like hand cancer and he's just like, that's why he hides it.
That would be my guess. Yeah.
Right. Also, like, do you think canonically he refuses to bang Amy, but he's got to get some on the side, right? Like he is the hero.
Yeah. Those like humans from like Sonic 06.
Yeah.
He was banging them. He was absolutely laying tight.
Yeah. I mean,
It was only 3 seconds. Yeah, I gotta save the world. I gotta go.
No, yeah, but in Sonic time, it's like 2 minutes. See, that's how fast I'm going.
Sonic, you pulled out, right? I gotta go. Dr. Eggman, he's taking over the world.
Some of Dr. Eggman. He's in jail. No, he's not. I'm going. Bye.
No, he's not. I gotta make sure.
No, you know, Sonic, I want to see a game where Sonic's sick and then they have to, like, I don't know, go to a doctor, take him to a doctor, and he's just like, it's like, dude, you've not gone to the doctor once ever. Checkups. You have a sick toe. Did you know that? You have six toes on your foot. I feel like you didn't know that. You've never taken off your shoe? He takes it off and it's just like, oh my god.
It's like beyond like sick. It's like a toe. Right. It's like, oh. Sonic, how are you even walking?
You ever see those videos where like the foot is just so full of calluses? You know, yeah, he's like, I don't feel my feet. It's like, yeah, we might have to amputate these.
Yeah, we know. We can see that. Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. I'll die.
If I stop moving, I'll die. You know, but do you think he'd make a good friend, though? Like, do you think...
Sonic?
Yeah. You think he'd be like, man, we're all out of Fritos. It'd be a shame if someone ran out to get them.
I don't know. How many times did the plane crash and he didn't grab Tails, like, on the way out? You know, that's kind of my first thought. Yeah. It's like he just abandoned him. I assume he's a pretty good friend.
But Tails can fly, right? Like, that's literally his thing.
Yeah, Tails can fly. He can save himself.
Right. So
Sonic could have thought of him at least.
And Knuckles can magically glide because
magic.
Did they ever explain that? Why he can glide?
Like, right, he's an echidna. Echidnas don't fly, right? Like real life echidnas.
Yeah. It's like, well, who thought of that? Like, why does he just get to fly? Like, why does he get to fly? What is
I don't know. I haven't really figured it out yet. But
I need answers.
All right, bring me Spider-Man.
By the way, if you were to like unexpectedly pass away, would you want me to hire Detective Pikachu? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the only one who could solve my murder. Because it was a murder. I know it was.
I know it was. 100%. I'll, yeah, but like in the first game, was he a good detective? Like,
did he pretty good. He solved the case, you know.
So, and like, what was the case? You're trying to find your dad?
Yeah, the kid's dad goes, Benjamin Button, whatever the kid's name is, his dad goes missing. Okay. So he like helps him find it. But then it turns out Pikachu was dad all along. And now they're best friends.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're best friends.
No, the dad part.
Oh, it was Pikachu?
Yeah.
Except I don't think they actually solved it. I think they just kind of like allude to it heavily.
I guess he'll never know. He'll come back with the milk and then he's like, oh, I remember I went out to get milk for some reason. Put the two and two together.
Oh, I really wanted some milk. I don't remember why.
did you see gameplay footage of the King Kong game? It's like,
no, I totally forgot about that though.
It's like the worst game ever.
No, why? I wanted it to be so good.
No, it's beyond terrible. Like they actually,
that's so sad.
No, you don't understand. They there's a cutscene where like he's about to go off against a like Velociraptor or whatever, and they forgot to animate like part of the cutscene, so there's just a JPEG of the dinosaur.
That's so. Did it come out?
It came out the other day.
Oh my god, that's so
it's $50
sad.
And it's here, I'm gonna send it to you on our messaging platform, and just scroll down. You just gotta scroll down to the Twitter post and it'll oh my god, it's so funny. I can't show it on the podcast, but like you have to watch it. It's like 15 seconds, yeah, but basically, yeah, you'll see. Like, it happens in the first 4 seconds of the
movie. Wait, it was a photo?
Yeah, so, like, well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, this just looks so bad. Remember when shovelware was, like, kind of good? And now all we're getting is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Like, the Kong movie video tie-in game That was so good back in the day.
You mean Peter Jackson's King Kong?
Yeah, yeah, dude. That game was so much fun. Like, that was still, like, a buggy mess. And, like, probably not, like, a good game in general. But, like,
really?
It was still fun to play.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Technical difficulties. He just dipped.
Streamlabs is back.
Okay. I just saying.
But yeah, anyway, that game was like at least so much fun to play. But these games, like this one and that Avatar game we talked about last week.
Oh yeah,
two weeks ago.
Yeah, the Quest for Peace. Yeah.
Jeez, like terrible. I don't know what their problem is, but.
And I mean, this has to be in a licensed game in terms of like King Kong, right?
Right. Yeah. Skull Island: Rise of Kong. That was basically the name of the movie, wasn't it? Or no, it's Kong Skull Island or whatever.
I mean, the premise is there that it's about the game's about how he became King of the Jungle. Like,
right, that's sweet. That's a cool prequel game.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm reading a little bit more that I wasn't aware of. Take on an action-packed quest to avenge the death of Kong's parents at the hands of the ultimate alpha predator. Okay, first of all, it'd just be alpha predator. The Saurian Terror Gaul. Traverse mysterious island and cover its secret across a variety of treacherous environments, discovering the power coursing through its exotic flora and fauna. Conquer waves of primal beasts, defeat unique bosses, and rise above all who stand in Kong's way of being king. All right, so I wasn't aware it was like a family or parent revenge plot.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. That sounds awful.
They might regret this, but the product was reported by Licensing Magazine on December 20, 2022. Accompanying statements from Game Mill Entertainment SVP of Business Development and Licensing, Andy Kohler, DeVito Artworks, Joe DeVito. Kohler commented, quote, "We are thrilled to partner with DeVito Artworks, King Kong of Skull Island, and look forward to expanding and bringing the iconic Kong to life in gaming. I could not be more excited to be working with Game Mill Entertainment talented team and be providing both King Kong fans and gamers the chance to experience King Kong's primordial world in a gamified way." Yeah, well,
no. They know their chief.
Yeah, no, man, that's not a. I'm sorry, man, that's not happening. This game is hot garbage, and now there's a competitor for worst game of the year. Gollum and Skull Island.
I mean, Gollum had it like tied down, but
like no, hold on, we're throwing our hat in the ring. It's us time. Speaking of which, I gotta find the infographic, but this year there's a lot of contenders for game of the year. I mean, like a lot
this year.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3. I mean, Starfield, which I don't think is going to win. Spider-Man, assuming it's good. Mario Wonder, assuming it's good. Street Fighter 6. Resident Evil 4 remake. Final Fantasy, I think it's like XIX or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, 16, yeah.
Yeah, 16. Like, there's...
Yeah,
like,
there was a lot of bangers this year. It was a pretty good year again. Even last year, we had like a ton of it. Last year was Elden Ring year, right?
No, I think it was the year before. I don't know. I'm old. Tears of the Kingdom this year? You know?
Right.
Let's see here. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which I don't think it's going to do anything. Nah. Pikmin 4 better be on the list.
Right. Give it a chance. Come on.
Hogwarts Legacy was this year.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely be nominated. Yeah, it's hard to say what's actually going to be, like, nominated, too.
Pizza Tower, I mean, I don't know if it'd be nominated, but that was, like, really,
Pizza
really
would good. Be, like, a good indie nomination.
Oh, yeah. Lies of P recently broke a million in sales, and that's after, and that's not even including Game Pass.
It did really good. I was, like, super happy for them. Like, I didn't ever finish the game or anything, but it was a ton of fun.
Mortal Kombat 1, which I mean it's only gonna be Mortal Kombat 1 versus Street Fighter 6 for like fighting game of the year, but we'll see that. Right. Sea of Stars, people were like freaking out about Sons of the Forest 2, Revenant 2.
I totally forgot that came out this year.
Payday 3.
Yes, best multiplayer experience of the year.
Dude, we need to We need to make the Goons Awards, and it's just like the Razzies for video games. It's like
I love it. Oh, that's a good idea. Damn.
Worst vampire game. Redfall.
Redfall.
Yeah.
Best buyout of the year. Microsoft with Activision Blizzard.
Yeah. Best of starved man turned gremlin. Gollum. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
Best Assassin's Creed game to go back to its roots. Assassin's Creed Mirage. Just like, wow, I don't know why, but well, not that'd be a game of the year, but Metroid Prime Remastered was this year.
Oh yeah, but it was still a banger. Yeah.
Right, right. Octopath Traveler. Okay, so Resident Evil 4 definitely. Did you see Dead Space is coming to Game Pass end of this month?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Maybe I'll do some Halloween streaming and scare myself some more. So like definitely Resident Evil 4, definitely Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, I think Street Fighter 6, but that'd just go for fight. They'll probably put it in
fighting. That'd be a fighting game one, yeah.
I think they can still put it Game of the Year, but realistically, you're not going to say Street Fighter 6 over like Breath of
the Wild. Right, you're not going to give the nomination to that one. There's other stuff.
Starfield? Wait, how many nominations can there be? 5? Is there a limit?
6.
6.
Okay. I think there's 6.
Resident Evil 4.
It's definitely like Zelda, Final Fantasy, mm-hmm. Baldur's Gate are like 3 definites, I think.
Yeah.
The other 3.
I guess if it's a remake, it does it count? I don't think so.
No, it can. Okay. Yeah.
So then
yeah.
I would say Resident Evil 4, I think.
Resident Evil 4. I'm going to say I don't know. Spider-Man?
Yeah, and I mean
probably
Mario.
I mean, what, there's 2 more slots or
one more slot.
One more slot. Yeah. One more slot.
I mean, Mario Wonders is going to win Family Game of the Year. Pikmin 4 is going to cry.
Right, right.
Pikmin 4 is just like, we finally came out. And then Mario Wonders is like, yeah, we'll never win Game of
Family Game of the Year. That's great, champ.
Good job. You did it, buddy.
I did it.
Get him, Rockstar. Yeah, I guess there's one more slot. Nothing else. You don't think Call of Duty could get a nomination, do you?
It'd probably get online multiplayer game.
Right, true. Maybe Liza P. And then
possibly, yeah. I can't even think of what else.
We have to see about Alan Wake 2.
Oh yeah. I'd love for that to be the nomination, but I don't.
You're not gonna win.
I think it would be. Yeah, I mean, it's just there to get the nomination. That's it.
Right.
You're not winning against those big dogs.
Yeah, Tears of the Kingdom versus Baldur's Gate versus this one you said.
Final Fantasy. It's hard. I honestly, out of those 3, and it's hard, but like I think Baldur's Gate's gonna win it. It like Baldur's Gate was just so accepted and loved by like everybody.
Right.
Like Zelda was obviously like incredible, like 10 out of 10 game, but like I don't know. I still hear people talk about Baldur's Gate.
Oh yeah.
I hear no one talk about Zelda anymore.
Yeah, which is weird. I feel like Breath of the Wild like survived for like, you know, forever.
Ever. Now. Ever. Yeah.
Yeah,
people still talk about Breath of the Wild. And like not Tears of the Kingdom,
right? And I'll go to my grave and say Tears of the Kingdom is an infinitely better game, but I heard apparently from a couple of reviews, not just like IGN, but that like Spider-Man's like story kind of like falters a little bit, but yeah.
all I've seen is that I saw a screenshot of the two of them swinging in the city and Sandman's there giant. I was like, I'm hyped. I can't wait.
I want to play it so bad. I'm sad. Maybe I'll just buy a PS5 for like a week and then just say it doesn't work.
Just return it. Be like, this is defective.
What doesn't work?
It's defective. What happened? I beat Spider-Man.
it doesn't work anymore. I don't want it to work either, so. Yeah. I mean, I just say it. Baldur's Gate 3, like, no one will stop. We'll stop talking about it. There's an intense amount of content. I mean, we still haven't beaten it, which everyone should totally check out our playthrough of it. You know what? I'm gonna go to whim here and say Wild Hearts. That's right, is gonna win it. Wild Hearts.
Bravo. Good job, team.
Wild Hearts or Assassin's Creed Mirage. Oh, I'm sorry, Dead Island 2.
I forgot that came out this year. Yeah.
Because no one cares. Let's just wait for it to come on Game Pass, right? That's when we'll play it.
Right.
And even then, I'll be like, do we have to?
Do we have to play it?
Wait, only Up? You don't think only Up's going to be on the list? You know? Didn't everyone freak out? Where's only
they
Up?
They took that game away, right? Like, you can't get that game anymore, yeah, right? Apparently, you took it off of Steam?
Yeah, like, it stressed them out or something, which I don't understand, but...
I'm too successful. I made too much money.
It's the same thing with Flappy Bird. Remember that? It was, like, stupid successful.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like, dude, why would you... And like, I'm so stressed, and you're like patting your forehead with just like $1 million bills,
right? Oh gosh. Oh no.
I can't.
Oh, my bank account can't handle it.
I can't handle the pressure. Oh man. So yeah, there's some really good contenders, but
I like it. We're gonna have a good fight this year for it.
Yeah, we'll have to make like bets. Well, oh, I want to make like a bingo card.
How many studios didn't make a game for Microsoft this year? All right, bingo.
Bingo. What's his name? Jeff Keighley, right? That's his name?
Yeah, the host guy.
Yeah. It's like, it says something along the lines of, I know it's going to be great, five times.
If world premiere is said more than 30 times, bingo.
I'll sadly put a mine like no Smash announcement.
Yeah. What is the one studio that It Takes Two guy comes out and says something stupid?
Oh, that was awesome though. He was like, oh, like he did a line right before. Okay, let's go.
It's gonna be good. It's a good game.
It's the best.
The squirrels, man. The squirrels.
Well, I mean, you can talk to squirrels in case you.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Oh, hey, you know, did you see that, like, Spider-Man 2 has instantaneous fast travel? Like, you can fast travel to literally any spot.
Oh, really?
There's not markers. Like, it's literally you pick a spot and there's no, like, there's no, like, load time either. It's just. There. But like I feel like most of the fun though is the travel.
Yeah, I would never use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I used to like the first game, I would just like sit there and swing around for like hours. Like it was after I like platinumed it and did everything. I like just couldn't put it down and I'd sit there and just like swing around.
Did you start saying sunflower? Did you do an unboxing for that? Or like the new one that came out? Did you do unboxing for the movies?
I did the Should You Buy.
Oh, okay.
The second one.
When we get a new Godzilla game? I want a new Godzilla game.
Dude, I don't know. I still hunt for the PS4 one, even though I know it's garbage, but I just like want it.
I didn't understand what's so bad about it. I don't know. Like from the gameplay I watched, it seems slow, but I don't know. Giant kaijus.
That's all I want. Just make it. Somebody make it.
Well, we didn't play Giga Bash, and that was kind of fun. But
Giga Bash was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll have to go.
We'll play the GameCube one.
Oh, Destroy All Monsters.
Destroy All Monsters.
Oh,
dude,
yeah, but that game was like way beyond its time. That was like a
right.
PS5 game peak. of the
right. The that GameCube was a era. PS6 game. Like we still haven't even hit peaks like that.
Right, like that. Ooh man, that game was. The best GameCube game ever. it was so good. Oh, yeah. It was just like, man, just like just the instructions, the juggling, just they made every character just like perfect. It was just like a super fun game. And now they just won't make Godzilla games because
right. And now they hate us.
Why? Why do you hate us? You know what I also want? Do you remember in South Park when they did like a parody of like Tiger Woods games, and it was like kind of like a
oh, right.
I want, yeah, and I want that, but for Will Smith and Jada.
Chris Rock.
No, Jada. Like, it's really, it's about Will Smith's sanity and how much Jada can like just, you know, like say terrible.
What happened with them recently? I saw something happen.
She said that she like said that they've been separated for 7 years, so that's why she was like super surprised about the whole like, you know, you're talking about my wife
thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she went off to bang her son's best friend again, or something like that. You know, that's what happened, right? Like, that's
yeah,
like,
oh yeah,
like I don't know how you could trust your mom ever again after that. I don't know,
it's just you like, don't you stop you like leave, you give up,
you walk away from the situation. Yeah. Like, that's that kind of, I think it goes against the bro code, but I could be wrong. Like,
right,
there's a chance it doesn't. Yeah, so I thought that'd make a really fun game. Maybe like a choose your own adventure. Like, you know,
I could see it.
Maybe like a Telltale game. You start
like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something. Yeah, Telltale game. I like that. Yeah. Go up and like, here, it's like a quick time event to go up and slap Chris Rock.
Right, yeah, like, you know, like
I moved the right stick the wrong way.
Yeah, but like, if you miss the timing, you just miss the slap, and it's like, it's a whole, right, it's an alternate.
Fall forward.
Yeah, you're just like crying on the ground. Yeah, see, where's that game? I don't know. I feel like we're really missing out on some great video games because
seriously,
no one wants to pull the trigger on my good ideas. I try like super hard, and no one respects it.
Right?
Oh man. Oh god, I also have an itchy nose and it just irks me,
dude. My allergies have been killing me. My tummy's still just been like uneasy since the weekend.
Oh, because you had food poisoning.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's awful.
Honestly, I'm not having a good time. I'm
I just want to eat food and breathe out of my nose, and I'm doing neither right now. So
I'm
drinking Gatorade though. Gatorade
sponsor us. Goons Gatorade, it speaks for itself. Like, I feel like, you know, the sponsor
slap us on the purple one. Even though I probably won't drink the purple one.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm Glacier Freeze. Like, I love Glacier Freeze
all the way.
Also, I just wanted to know that I spoke about it when I got it, but this 20-ounce Tears of Kingdom mug has been, sir, it's been like my best friend. I just like, I haven't stopped using it to drink. I have a problem.
It's a good mug. All right, just like bite him, but take a bite out of the mug.
Also, I have a cool Megatron fig pin. Oh, did you see the exclusives from Comic-Con, the fig pins?
I just like try to not look at them anymore. It's like they're so good, but there's so many that I want.
The Jiren one they had, I was very tempted. I was close.
Damn.
Yeah, I just like, again, I put a hard stop on collectibles. Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the search for a new desk because I can't take anymore. I just like, it's either
gonna send you mine, but I don't think your monitors
I can't
in it.
Yeah, I know. So I just it's either a new desk or a noose. Like, it's at this point I'm teetering. I can't take it anymore. This whole second level thing, it makes it so hard to fucking mount stuff, and it's wobbly. And it says mean things to me. It's like, loser.
Stupid idiot. Why would you do that?
Is Mario Wonder...
a better desk.
Is Mario Wonder the last Switch game? Like, the big release Switch game?
There's, Dragon Quest Heroes, I think, is coming this way. No! When's the Pokemon DLC? Isn't that November?
Yeah, but that's not like
a game. Yeah, it's, I think it's the last game. Oh no, Mario RPG's in November.
Oh, is that gonna be?
I was like, I know, I know something was in November. No, because I actually think it doesn't make the cut. I think it comes out like the 19th, which is literally the day after the cutoff
date. Oh, okay. Oh, so I got a list of games that like that have come out this year. What about One Piece Odyssey? That could be a
Sorry about this. You're eating good in the anime. He's like a cloud now or something. I don't know. Gum Gum Ball Sack. And he slapped Kaido in the face or whoever he was fighting.
No. What is it called?
It was the stupid dragon punch he had. Gum Gum Explosion Kaioken Super Dragon Blast.
Let's see here. Persona 4 Golden, Persona 3 Portable, Fire Emblem Engage, Sword Spoken.
No.
Mobile NBA All World.
I'm going to say no, but
that might be a toss up. Hi-Fi Rush. I didn't like it, but everyone like creamed themselves.
Actually, that would probably be a good like indie game nomination.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Dead Space, GoldenEye, 7, don't care. RoboQuest, Age of Empires 2, Jet, The Far Shore, Undisputed. Jesus, a lot of games I never heard of. Heirs of Kings, Perish, The Pathless. Oh my god. Metroid Prime Remastered. Hogwarts Legacy was this year. That could be again on the list. I don't think we mentioned that. Impossible 6. I don't think it would win. But that could be a contender.
Which one was it?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Hogwarts Legacy?
Yeah, I don't think we had that.
It could be nominated, but yeah, I don't think it'll work.
What about Digimon Next Order? Is that like a food serving game?
That actually did really well. It might win in like the... Do they have like an RPG category?
I don't know off the top of my head. Octopath Traveler 2. Destiny 2 Lightfall. Let's see. Whoa, Long Fallen Dynasty was such a disappointment.
I was.
You were what?
I said it was.
I
was a disappointment.
we didn't add WWE 2K23. How do we miss that one?
Dude, that's right. And the other one that came out, the AEW one, Fight Forever.
Oh, Bayonetta Origins, Sirza and the Lost Demon. Peppa Pig World Adventure. You're telling me that's not a contender for Game of the Year?
I feel like it actually sold well, but I heard nothing about it because obviously children are playing it. So
I just like there's a tear in my eye on my Steam Deck. It's just like
yeah, only children.
It's the best. It's the best we've ever had. Sherlock Holmes. There's a Sherlock Holmes game that came out this year. The Awakened. What? Did you hear about this? Came out in April?
Sherlock Holmes? No.
What? Yeah, I didn't hear about this at all. So I'm not going to count it. Let's see. Dogfight, A Sausage Bomber Story. What? did you get Dogfight, A Sausage Bomber Story?
I can't say that I heard of that, that one, but I will check it out.
Disney Speedstorm, God of Rock, Minecraft Legends. Coffee Talk episode 2. That sounds like a podcast. Cool. It's not like a podcast.
Oh, that was that one they announced at E3 last year about the like, what is it, a band or something? It's like an episodic thing they're doing. Yeah.
Just like stinky. In early access there was bare butt boxing.
Dude, what? That actually sounds sweet. Why did that go under the radar?
I think it's early access, but dude, you punched his dick. What? Darkest Dungeon 2. I mean, a lot of people loved it, just no one talks about it.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's see, Lego 2, Lego, don't care, Doom, Slayer, Super Fire 6, Super Mega Baseball 4.
What? Super Mega Baseball 4?
Yeah.
When did they make two other ones? I remember the first one coming out. No. Wait, when did they make two other? Is it a yearly release now?
Well, remember everybody wanted to switch? That could be could you imagine that's
Game has been on sale for like $20 like every week since it has come out. Nobody wants that game.
Yeah, because they started and realized, wow, this is pure vibe cheeks. Let's see, Mr. Run and Jump Remnant 2. Repair House August. Baldur's Gate 3. Bam. Beat everyone. Sengoku Dynasty. Moving Out 2. The Tiger Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, Moving Out 2, I wanted to, we should play that.
What is it? So what, you just help some bum move out? That the gist of it?
Yeah, it has like those wacky physics of like human fall flat and gang beasts. And you're like carrying furniture outside for people.
So I'm going to play a video game of an activity that I hate.
Yeah, doing physical work, dude. It's bull.
Payday 3. Cyberpunk 2077 Fan Liberty expansion. Expansions can't get game of the year, right? That's just like...
No, I don't think so.
Pizza Possum? What is the you ever heard of Pizza
Possum? Who's that? No, that sounds awesome too. What the heck?
They came out September 28th.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Yeah, there was this game I like pre-registered for called AK Lottle. I wanted to try. It's like an axolotl with a gun, but I never. I think it like just came out last week.
quite the premise for a video game, I guess. Let's see, Lord of the Rings: Return of the Moria comes out October 24th. I heard that the actor for Gimli is gonna be being the voice of Gimli in the game.
Oh, that comes out soon, right? What date did you say?
Are you not listening to me? It's October 24th.
I just like, I heard Gimli and I was like, oh yeah, that game. It like snapped in my head.
October
24th. Yeah, that seems pretty cool. I want to try that out.
RoboCop comes out November 2nd, which apparently is really good from what people are saying.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Warrior Lair Move It, November 3rd. I'll bring the Ring to Mordor and get Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2. You know, I'll...
All right, you buy it. I'll watch you play it for a night. If it's good, I'll buy it, and then we can play together. Does it have...
Crossplay?
Like, yeah, crossplay. We can... Well, not just that. Can we queue up and then play online together? Again,
probably not.
Why is that stupid Warner Brothers one that we can't even play anymore the only game to have done that? Multiverses?
Yeah.
Garbage.
I was trying to double check if they have like a party up system. Mario RPG comes out November 17th. Naruto Boruto is on November
17th. Oh, that's right. That's my November release. You know, I'm excited for it, but then I remember I ordered the Super Collector's Edition, and I'm like, that's going to get charged one day, and I'm not going to be ready for it.
That comes out the same day as Super Mario RPG.
Where did my money go?
So you're not ready for that?
I'm never ready.
I will never financially recover from this. Let's see here. Five things you should know about Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2. One.
Don't buy it. It's the same game.
Combat visual overhaul, the slime meter, this meter system adds depth to the combat. Blow your load specials offer a range of special effects, move a new strategy, new stages, story mode? Dude, you get to find SpongeBob's redemption arc?
Damn. SpongeBob gets to bang Jenny, the teenage robot, in an alternate universe.
Like, I just want to know how... How does online work in Nickelodeon? To can you party up? I just want to know if you can party. Like, right. Can you 2v2 with a friend online? Oh, that's our start Brawl 1. Those two people were on the same Switch. That doesn't like. Okay, so there's no one knows the answer. It's just not a. I mean, oh god, he died again. It's Streamlabs is causing a stinky, apparently. Technical difficulties. Where's Derek? Dude, if you don't want to be on the stream, you don't have to. You get to say like,
Streamlabs is just dying. I don't know why.
It's pulling these big old stinkies. I'm not a fan of it.
Streamlabs. Do better.
Yeah, really. Or else I'll drop you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Got anything else before the old Dusty Trail?
Tune in Friday for our Mario Wonder stream. That's going to be fun.
You're right. It is going to be fun. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, become a member today, become a goon. Financially support us through these trying times so we can pay for the meals, because right now we are on a 3-week hunger strike that's forced due to not able to pay for food. Like, comment, subscribe, join our Discord, follow us on TikTok, where you live stream, you can sub us on there too. Comment on our stuff, like our videos, promote us in the algorithm, talk to us. We're friendly people.
Join the Discord for the Smiling Friends Season 2 Watch Party!
Yeah, God! And remember, Friday, Mario Wonder. That's fall. So have a good one, guys. Yeah.
Bye-bye!